Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and thanks for joining us. We got lots to talk about. Can't think of a better place to be than right here behind this very microphone, because we get to share vital health information with you every weekend. And, well, here it is. Almost Christmas. Check out drhoffman.com, because I've got tips on how you can avoid holiday health perils. Part one and part two are posted at drhoffman.com. And I hope that you're surviving the holidays. Hanukkah's coming up, and there's an interesting article in the New York Times. Schmaltz finds a new younger audience. You know, it was actually schmaltz, not olive oil, in which Hanukkah latkes were traditionally fried. And schmaltz, it used to be thought that chicken fat is the epitome of what's bad for you. We have been propagandized to trim the fat from our meat and to take the skin off our chicken. But it turns out that medical science has now given a nod to moderate consumption of saturated animal fats. Most studies suggest that it's not true that cholesterol and saturated fats are the culprit when it comes to cardiovascular disease. We've seen a sea change in that story. This year we interviewed Nina Teicholz, and she wrote a book called The Big Fat Surprise, which really does a great job of summarizing how we took a wrong turn in terms of our dietary recommendations in this country. And it marshals a lot of the evidence which overturns the low-fat dogma. And so now the New York Times, the cultural arbiters of American health and American cuisine, are now extolling the benefits of schmaltz. What is schmaltz? Well, it's chicken fat, and schmaltz is what helped my ancestors survive. Without schmaltz present in Eastern Europe, it really was like the staple of existence of my Jewish ancestors in that part of the world. And they would take a chicken, and they would utilize the chicken the way that Native Americans utilize the buffalo. They would use all the parts. You know, you wouldn't throw away the fat. You know, like, drain off the fat? What are you kidding? That's the good stuff. You take it and let it cool down, and then you spread it on coarse, dark bread. I remember distinctly my grandmother and my grandfather doing that with a nice glass of tea with lemon. Hit the spot. Good stuff. And so we've seen a sea change in our attitudes. This is actually a departure. The younger generation is overturning the belief system of assimilated Jews in America who adopted Crisco as a substitute for harmful schmaltz. They were sold on the notion that artificial hydrogenated fat was preferable to animal fat. And at Crisco, for all the world, looks like a purified version of schmaltz. But now we're seeing a return to our roots. After years of vilification, people were scared to eat it, but now schmaltz is making a comeback. So so if you're making traditional Hanukkah latkes, forget the Crisco, forget the vegetable oil, get the real deal schmaltz. It's now back in. All right, 888-302-3684. That's our number. We got several callers. We'll talk first to Rachel. Welcome.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi there.
I'm 77 years old, and I called you several weeks ago about my mysterious swollen and painful legs.
Yeah, what'd you find out?
I went to a vein specialist, a cardiologist, and a kidney specialist. Everything checks out as normal, and I don't know where to turn now for a diagnosis.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a typical day in the office for me, because I often see patients like you. They've been to three or four specialists, and they can't figure out what the problem is. All right, so the legs are achy, right? Just generally
achy. Well, it's like stinging and burning.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a, you know, that's actually, I mean, I got to say, there's one other doctor that you might want to make the circuit of, and that's a neurologist, somebody who specializes in nerve pain, okay? Because, some, you know, sometimes this is a sign of peripheral neuropathy. You know, it's the superficial nerves in the skin sometimes deteriorate for one reason or another. It could even be something like a B12 deficiency. Deficiency of B12 can cause neuropathy or pain. So first you need to get a diagnosis. There are tests that can be performed. Sometimes even a biopsy has to be performed to see if that's the case. You know, when I initially talked to you a couple of weeks ago, I suggested that you try something called Venus Optimizer by Jero. I remember the call distinctly. Did you ever get that product?
I don't remember you saying that, doctor.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I think I told you because that's generally helpful for, you know, swollen, painful legs that are due to vein problems. And, you know, perhaps you don't have a vein problem because they couldn't spot it. But sometimes it's not obvious. You don't actually, you know, they'll do a Doppler, which you probably had, and they don't see any blockage. And yet, you know, older individuals sometimes have achy veins, you know, comes from prolonged standing. The veins, you know, become enlarged or engorged and they ache. And that's another cause of leg pain. So just for our listeners, many of whom may experience leg pain, let me tell you what that is. Venus Optimizer is made by a company called Jero, which is this is a product that we have on our website at drhoffman.com, but it's also sold at retail stores, so it's not that hard to find. And what it's got in it is something really fantastic, something called diosmin, which is a potent bioflavonoid that is very helpful for the veins and promotes lymphatic flow. And it also helps the microcirculation. You know, the bioflavonoids used to be called substance P, which means they help to reduce permeability or leakage of fluid into the surrounding tissue. So if you have any kind of swelling condition, bioflavonoids are helpful. And diosmin is a potent one. That's in Venus Optimizer. They also have hesperidin, which is another bioflavonoid. It strengthens blood vessels. Butcher's broom, which is also great for the veins. Grapeseed extract, which is yet another substance that helps to strengthen the capillaries and the blood vessels, and horse chestnut, which has actually been proven in European research to reduce swelling due to venous stasis, which is a common problem as people age. And, you know, it's a fair bit you have some degree of this at tender age of 77. Most people do. But, you know, they couldn't figure out the problem. This may require a trip to yet another doctor, the neurologist, to see if you have the condition of peripheral neuropathy. So, you know, sorry, but that's the way of medicine these days.
Right. Doctor, do any of those things you recommended are bad for skin problems?
No. In fact, good. You know, at least, beneficial for skin. Yeah, so there shouldn't be any reason not to try this. I mean, you could try the product, you know, take a couple of 2-3 pills per day over a period of six weeks, a couple of months, and, you know, there may be symptomatic relief of your chronic leg pain from that. All right. But otherwise, you know, pursue it further because you may have a condition called neuropathy, which is nerve pain. It's fairly common, fairly common. All right.
Thank you so much, doctor.
And then make sure you call us back to let us know. This is like a developing saga here. We, you know, I told you to, you know, check certain things out, and you check them out, and so far we came up with a blank. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684, and when we return, we're going to focus on the problem of magnesium deficiency. It's more prevalent than you think. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy, It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We had some great podcasts this week. We had one on autoimmunity that was really outstanding, the true causes of autoimmunity, how conditions like multiple sclerosis and rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and many other types of conditions, even asthma has an autoimmune component, how they arise in the body and how to overcome them. You can check them out at, check out these podcasts at drhoffman.com. Also a great interview with the author of The Zone Diet, Barry Sears. Yeah, he's still around. He's got a new book, The Mediterranean Diet. And The Zone Mediterranean Diet, that is. And check it out at drhoffman.com. All right. As promised, talking about magnesium. You know, I'm compiling a list of New Year's resolutions that you can implement. A lot of New Year's resolutions, studies show that about half of Americans make New Year's resolutions. Less than 10% of Americans actually succeed in implementing their New Year's resolutions. So this year I'm compiling the top 10 New Year's resolutions that you can implement when it comes to your health. And so my rack and my brains, you know, obviously exercise, yeah, sure, okay, fine. Eat better, fine, all right. But one of my top 10 is take magnesium because it's very important. Up to 80% of Americans are magnesium deficient. I looked up an article from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Their statistic was that 68% of Americans are magnesium deficient. Specifically, they were looking at the relationship between magnesium and something called CRP, C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation. The lower your magnesium, the higher your level of inflammation. So what does it take to get adequate magnesium for women over 30, 320 milligrams per day, for men, 420 milligrams per day? Most people aren't getting that. By some estimates, 80% of Americans magnesium deficient. So part of the problem is poor quality food, magnesium is virtually absent from refined foods. But also, there are other things that help to reduce magnesium. Stress reduces magnesium, and we're all under stress, right? Even excess exercise can deplete you of magnesium. Coffee works like a diuretic to flush magnesium from the body. Alcohol blocks magnesium, especially if you have three or more drinks a day. And even fluoridated water depletes magnesium. Plants provide magnesium because in a plant, magnesium performs the same function that iron does in animals. Magnesium is at the center of the chlorophyll molecule. But if your plant grows on magnesium depleted soil, there's going to be less magnesium. And, you know, Often they don't, soils are very depleted in this country. Many drugs deplete magnesium, birth control pills, diuretics, certain antibiotics, steroids deplete magnesium. And acid blocking medication, if you're on Prevacid or Nexium or any of those powerful acid blockers, there's actually a black box warning on those drugs that they may cause magnesium deficiency. So make sure you get magnesium-rich foods. I'm not going to belabor which foods are rich in magnesium. There are plenty of lists. You can look it up on the Internet. The product I like these days for magnesium is something called Jigsaw Magnesium. And they have a great website. So check out the website at Jigsaw Magnesium. We'll provide a link at drhoffman.com on Monday. But you can just Google Jigsaw Magnesium because they got some very nice articles on magnesium and what it does for the body and deficiencies, what deficiencies can cause. Magnesium deficiency increases inflammation, increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, hypertension, diabetes, and definitely is associated with fatigue, probably anxiety and depression. So if you have muscle spasms, see that little tick that you have in your eye, that twitch, that's often a sign that you have, that you are magnesium deficient. And so many of my patients who I've given magnesium to, they say, no more cramps. I'm not getting those Charlie horses, and I'm not getting those irritating flutters in my eye. Even migraines are alleviated when you take magnesium. All right, let's talk to Jack. Welcome.
Yes, hello, doctor.
Hi, Jack.
Yes, hi. I read in a book by Dr. Christine Horner.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of her?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, her book, one of the articles, she wrote, she says women who are diabetic and take metformin, they fight mm-hmm. breast cancer very well.
Oh, metformin can help. Yeah, metformin can help cancer. And it metformin is a drug. In general, it helps cancer because metformin is a drug that combats insulin resistance. And in fact, they resist, you know, it's a very old drug. It's been around for 40, 50 years, I think. And it's still the most safe and reliable drug for diabetes. I don't like to prescribe drugs for diabetes, but if I have to, it'll be metformin.
And my point is it fights breast cancer. My point is, why women who don't have breast cancer, why can't they take metformin to see if it works to fight breast cancer?
Yeah, why take a drug, you know, when you can you can invoke the same principle by having a lower carbohydrate diet, avoiding sugar and refined carbohydrates. I mean, the drugs do have side effects. Metformin was actually once taken off the market because it was, you know, actually caused unsafe side effects. It's been put back on the market, and it's generally recognized as safe, certainly safer than other drugs. But why take a drug when you can get the same benefit by reducing your insulin resistance with exercise and the right kind of diet? That actually shows that there's a carbohydrate connection to certain cancers, breast, colon, perhaps prostate. There definitely is a connection. Good call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As a doctor, I'm always looking for ways to improve my patients' lives. And as an athlete, I'm always looking for ways to improve my own stamina and vitality. That's why I was excited to discover Super Beets. You know, fresh beet juice is great. It's proven to enhance athletic performance, but it's a mess to make, and some people can't stand the taste. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Get the benefits of 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets. I feel confident offering this to my listeners because I personally take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. It gives me energy, stamina, and endurance. Go to intelligentbeets.com now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order, plus get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets, free shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com right now.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We're taking your phone calls. If you can't get through today, you can email us your question to radioprogram@aol.com. We won't answer all your questions by mail, but if we select your question, we'll read it and answer it on our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, where we answer listener questions, radio program at AOL.com. And you can hear our weekly Q&A with Layla at our website, drhoffman.com. All right, let's take a call now from Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Surely.
Talking about magnesium, I was taking magnesium tablets because I have muscle spasms.
Yeah.
But I ended up with very loose bowels, so
yeah.
I stopped taking it. So
yeah.
How do you get around that?
Okay, so what type of magnesium were you taking?
Oh, I got it from Life Extension.
Okay. Well, you know, Life Extension is a good company, but there are different types of magnesium. Some actually have a more pronounced laxative effect. And that's desirable for a lot of, because think about how many people are constipated. You can sort of kill two birds with one stone. You get a little bit of acceleration of your peristalsis at the same time that you get additional magnesium. So the types of magnesium that most often produce diarrhea are magnesium citrate, which is a pretty potent laxative, and the most common form of magnesium that's sold is magnesium oxide, which isn't particularly bioavailable. It's not that well absorbed, and hence it goes out in the gastrointestinal tract. So it's got more of a laxative effect, but it's less efficacious. So the types of magnesium that I use in people who have your problem, I'll use milder forms like jigsaw magnesium. Actually, the premise of jigsaw magnesium is that it delivers magnesium in a form that rarely causes diarrhea. I mean, super sensitive people, maybe, but usually no effect whatsoever on your gastrointestinal tract. It's very gentle. Other types of magnesium that are gentle in the gastrointestinal tract, magnesium taurate, which is particularly good for the heart, patients with cardiac arrhythmias, atrial fibrillation, heart problems, arrhythmias, the taurate is good for the heart as well. So you take magnesium, you get the extra benefit of taurine. You can also take magnesium glycinate, which is another mild form of magnesium that doesn't cause the diarrhea. All right, so check those out. You can find jigsaw magnesium on our website, magnesium taurates on our website. I think we even have magnesium glycinate because we have a full range of options. And if you want to go to the bathroom, you know, you can take magnesium citrate. It's pretty effective. But you're just one of those folks who that's not your problem. It's the opposite.
Yes, I don't need it, believe me.
You don't
me.
Need it. Yeah, all right. So, okay. That problem is handled. All right. So, yeah, give it a shot and see what happens. All right. Here's a very important milestone in our understanding of nitric oxide chemistry. You know, we've been talking about the benefits of beets here for quite some time here on Intelligent Medicine. Beets, it turns out, according to research, 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day can increase stamina in Olympic athletes by 16%. Why? Because it improves oxygenation to the tissues. And in a moment, I'll tell you about a product called Super Beets that I'm really excited about. But this new research just in, the researchers at the University of Pittsburgh have shown that beets help to produce nitric oxide in red blood cells, which reduce platelet activation. Right? Platelet activation is the culprit in many medical conditions, heart attacks, strokes, even sickle cell anemia. And the key researcher here, his name is Daniel Kim Shapiro. He says this action has implications in treatments to reduce clotting in conditions including sickle cell disease and stroke. The good thing about nitric oxide precursors like beet extract is that this action is increased under conditions of low oxygen. So nitrite, which is the dietary precursor to nitric oxide, acts to increase blood flow in the body just when it's needed. So in other words, with exercise, you have a kind of a low oxygen condition in your muscles because you're, you know, working hard and you need to pump blood to the muscles and you're just not keeping up. But nitric oxide increases the blood flow under conditions of low oxygen, where if you don't have enough oxygen and blood flow, you're going to get accumulation of lactic acid and fatigue. So these guys they're now at Wake Forest University, and I didn't even know about this because I talked recently to a guy at University of Texas, Dr. Nathan Bryant. You can check out our recent podcast on nitric oxide because he's one of the world's leading nitric oxide researchers. And this research has been inspired by the benefits of beet juice for circulation. So in a 2010 study, these other researchers were the first to find a link between consumption of nitrate-rich beet juice and increased blood flow to the brain. I'll take that. So this is actually something that I utilize now on practically a daily basis. I take a product called Super Beets. It comes as a powder, and it dissolves easily in water. And I take a 4-ounce shot of this before exercise, about a half an hour before exercise. And I think the stuff was really beneficial. I think it really is improving my energy and stamina. Plus, I mean, you don't have to be a champion athlete for this to be beneficial because this relaxes arteries, it improves circulation, and may have implications for healthy blood pressure levels. So this product, Super Beets, 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets. And it's much more palatable than making beet juice, which is a mess, plus tastes kind of grody. Here's the pitch. Power your way through the holidays with more energy and stamina and kick off the new year with a shot of good health. You can call now. And here's a special offer. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a bonus canister free. You really want to try this out. Drink Super Beets for just 1 week and feel the results, or you can get your money back. Go to intelligentbeets.com. That's intelligentbeets.com. Or here's the number, 800-738-2198. 800-738-2198. Check out intelligentbeets.com for the offer. Try Super Beets, and you can call 1-800-738-2198. All right, let's talk to Tom in Westchester.
Doctor, I recently had a sonogram of the liver, and it says that I have increased echo texture, and then it goes on to say that the differential diagnosis favors fatty infiltration but includes cirrhosis.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, does that mean I have cirrhosis?
Well, no, it doesn't necessarily mean you have cirrhosis, because the only way to prove that you have cirrhosis is with a biopsy. So here's the deal. I mean, cirrhosis is the end stage of a process of liver stress that begins with a little mild inflammation that then can result in the next stage, which is fibrosis, and then it can result in cirrhosis. And the liver is pretty resilient. You know, you can survive with about 1/10 of your liver working properly. But once you cross the threshold, then you really are headed towards liver failure. Now, I'm not saying you have this, but it's suggestive of cirrhosis. This actually points up something that is very important, which is that the main cause of liver problems in this country is not alcohol. It's not chronic hepatitis. I mean, those are big problems, and they cause a lot of people to have liver failure, undergo liver transplantation. It's actually diet. Now, the question for you is, are you a bit of a drinker, or are you kind of low on the alcohol intake?
I'm not a huge drinker. I would have to say the one problem I have is that I eat fast. I don't chew my food properly, and I eat a lot in one sitting.
And what's your height and weight, if you might share that?
About 5'10", about 210. I could probably lose about 20 pounds, but I'm not, I'm not obese.
So that's the problem, is that you have fatty infiltration of your liver. And, you know, the way that this works is it's precisely the same mechanism as when they make a pâté de foie, which is a cruel process where they put a funnel in a goose's mouth and they stuff bread into the funnel until they force feed the goose. And then the goose develops fatty liver. And that's considered a delicacy. They kill the goose. They eat the fatty liver. They make it into pâté. And that's what happens to people. But eventually that fatty liver, the inflammation results in fibrosis and then cirrhosis. So you need to undertake some big changes. And I actually did an entire podcast, about 3-4 months ago on the subject of fatty liver, because it truly is a nutritional problem. You need less food, but you need specifically to reduce your intake of refined carbohydrates and fructose from soda or candy, or even excess fruit juice. That's pretty damaging when it comes to fatty liver. Things that are helpful, well, you could take milk thistle. You can take a compound called betaine, B-E-T-A-I-N-E. It's sometimes referred to as TMG or trimethylglycine. That's helpful. Another thing that's important is probiotics, because it turns out that if you've got bad bacteria in your intestinal tract, that promotes inflammation in your liver. So normalizing the bacteria in your intestine, that can be helpful. You need to avoid very high doses of iron or vitamin A. Even excess vitamin D sometimes can be harmful for the liver, but you have to take quite a lot. Don't take niacin, because niacin is harmful. Are you taking any meds, any medications?
No, but ironically, I do take probiotics. I live a fairly healthy lifestyle, and I eat a lot of raw fruits and vegetables. And
You drink a lot of juice?
I would say not a lot, but I am a regular with regular orange juice.
Yeah, that's no good. That's a lot of fruit sugar in orange juice. That's not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I do have a sweet tooth that I'm sure doesn't help.
Bingo. That's not helpful. And plus, what we often see is in association with this high triglycerides. Do you have high triglycerides on your blood tests?
Yes, I have been diagnosed with that, too.
So you need to restrict your carbs. Also, fish oil is helpful for lowering the triglycerides, beneficial in this case for the liver. There's a whole protocol of things that can be used to offset this condition. Phosphatidylcholine, which is a supplement that's a potent derivative of lecithin. There are a variety of things you can do to turn this around. But you need to get on the stick now. I mean, good, you had an early warning, because you can save your liver, if you turn this around at an early age, because this is not necessarily progressive. You lose some of that weight, you clean up your diet, you take some of the right supplements, you can turn this around. But if you keep going at this in this way, if you were unaware of the problem, or if you're oblivious to it and just said, nothing I can do about it, you will indeed experience trouble with your liver, because it's a progressive disease. All right.
Thanks
Good
very
call.
Much, Doc.
Good call. Check out, I've written articles on this, and there's a great podcast on the subject if you scroll back a few couple of months on the subject of natural treatments for fatty liver at drhoffman.com. All right. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back, and this story I think will be of interest to those of you suffering from depression. It is now suggested that anyone taking an antidepressant should be mandatory to prescribe B vitamins. We'll be right back with more Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system, because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. We'll get to another call if we have a chance in just a moment. But first, I want to share this with you. B vitamins to enhance treatment response to antidepressants. This is a study done in Australia and New Zealand. And what they did is they took a bunch of patients who were suffering from depression. They put them on a popular SSRI, Celexa, along with either a placebo or with a half a milligram of vitamin B12, 2 milligrams of folic acid, 25 milligrams of vitamin B6 for 52 weeks. And what they found was that the B vitamins helped the antidepressant work better and longer. All right? They say here that these findings would mandate, make it imperative, that treatment guidelines adopt the adjunctive use of B vitamins as a safe and inexpensive strategy to manage major depression in middle-aged and older adults. So that's pretty cool. Now, I have a bit of a quarrel with their formulation of the B vitamins. I think they use the cheap, not so premium or bioavailable form of these B vitamins. If you're really going to do the job, if you're taking an SSRI, I recommend a product called MethylGuard, which has premium methylated B12. It also has not just old-fashioned folic acid, but it has something called 5-methyltetrahydrofolate, or MTHF folate. That is more bioavailable, along with perhaps pyridoxal 5-phosphate, but the B6, I'll admit, is a little less important. But clearly these B vitamins help patients with depression, especially if you have a high homocysteine. They say in the study that high plasma homocysteine has been consistently associated with depression, and treatment with certain B vitamins reduces homocysteine. So B vitamins, they play a definite role in treatment of depression. Here, they are teamed with the antidepressant to achieve the best results. All right. Kind of like hamburger helper for your Prozac. Let's talk to Doris. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call.
Is it nice and warm down in Florida where you are?
It's about 68.
That's rough. You got to put a sweater on. That's
you
rough.
Do.
Yeah. Oh, that's rough. Okay.
Okay. I'm calling. I had an echo, and I'm really nervous over it. I have mild to moderate aortic regurgitation, mild mitral valve prolapse, trace to mild mitral regurgitation, and trace to mild tricuspid.
So what do the doctors say?
Pulmonary hypertension 30.
What do the doctors say?
He said that, you're worrying too much about it.
Exactly. Okay. So, to some extent, that's a little dismissive to say, don't worry your poor little head about that. Let me take this on. And, if I'm not concerned, you shouldn't be concerned. But then you look at these results and they look like this is regurgitating and that's leaky and this is, incompetent and, there's problems. But let me just say this, at a certain age, your valves work, less well. It's a general tendency that there's a stiffening of the heart valves. And so it's fairly typical to find mild to moderate. That's the key. The words mild to moderate, changes in your echocardiogram. Now, if you were to experience severe shortness of breath or severe ankle swelling, that would be different. Then maybe you'd need additional test, a cardiac catheterization, to see if the pressures inside your heart are requiring that you have some type of valvular surgery. But at this point, this is just something to monitor, something to watch, things you should do. I'm going to give you some affirmative things to do, because it's not like you shouldn't worry. This is potentially a concern, but you should be proactive. So why don't you take your fate into your own hands and do some positive things for your heart. Make sure you're taking coenzyme Q10, or better yet, ubiquinol. You need about 200 milligrams a day to increase the pumping action of your heart. Absolutely take magnesium. We talked earlier about magnesium and the importance of magnesium to the heart. Make sure that you take fish oil. Fish oil is beneficial for the heart. And actually can be, you know, the problem here is that this might lead to heart failure. Well, fish oil has actually been shown to alleviate the risk of heart failure. If you really want to supercharge your heart, you can take something called D-ribose. You have to take teaspoonful amounts, one scoop two or three times daily to get a beneficial effect on your heart. And consider carnitine as well, L-carnitine, 500 milligrams or even 1,000 twice daily. That'll help the pumping action of your heart and improve things. So,
Dr. Hoffman, I just wanted to ask you one thing. And on my blood test,
running a little short on time.
I know the RBC, hemoglobin, and hemocrit.
That's another thing not to worry about. If that's a little low, you know, presumably it is, no problem. But you see, that's one of the problems is, you know, you're going to start to, you know, you look at your blood test, you're going to see some slight abnormalities. The doctor says, don't worry, but doesn't explain it. Here, we explain things, and we explain things in depth on our website at drhoffman.com. You get lots of medical information, and you'll hear a great podcast, and you can subscribe to our newsletter, so please do so. Join the 3,000-plus individuals who are now following us with our Hoffman Center newsletter. And have yourself a great week, and we'll be right back with you next week. So make sure you join us for next week's edition of Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for being here. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.